弟兄姐妹们平安。
平安。
主耶和华神在带领以色列人离开埃及，击杀埃及人之后，摩西做了一首诗歌，前两来赞美我们的神。前两段这样记着说：我要向耶和华歌唱，因他大大战胜，将马和骑马的投在海中。耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。这是我的神，我要赞美他；是我父亲的神，我要尊崇他。主日是主自己所设定的日子，要他的儿女到他的面前来敬拜他。弟兄姐妹，请一起起立，让我们一起来敬拜我们的神。
这是耶和华，这是耶和华所定的日子，我走这一路，高山或低谷，都是你在保护。万人中唯独你爱我，认识我，永远不变的是这一生都是祝福。一步又一步，这是恩典之路，你爱一步又一步，这是盼望之路，你爱你手牵引我走这人生路。
低头，我们在天上的阿爸父，主，你众儿女们在你自己所设定的日子，主，我们来到你施恩的宝座前，主，我们双手高举，我们双膝跪拜，主，我们一起来敬拜在宝座上，主，你是我们心中唯一所敬爱的这一位耶和华神。 主，我们敞开我们的心，主，我们思想纪念主你的恩典。主，虽然因着亚当的败坏，我们也都亏欠了你的荣耀。主，我们死在过犯和罪当中。主，我们永远不能与你和好，但是你却让基督成为我们赎罪，我们的赎罪祭，在基督耶让基督耶稣主在十字架上让他舍命，让他流血，让我们能够和与你重新合一，让我们重新得到那永恒的盼望。恩主，这样的恩典，主，我们真的是要为此献上感谢，也在此让我们看到你的慈爱、你的公义、你的圣洁，主，就在此向世人表明。恩主，我们也为你在亚特兰大的北郊，主，设立北堂，成为一个传扬你福音成为你福音灯塔的一个教会，主，我们为此献上感谢。主，你差派你的仆人，主，你兴起你的同工，主，我们在这里一起建造你的圣殿。主，恩主，我们也恳求你，主，真的是带领我们的牧长执事同工，主，在服侍你的时候，主，我们常常学习合一的建造，彼此的顺服，也祈求你让我们真正常常能够领受到主来自你圣灵亲自的引领，我们也能够经历主在基督里我们是你肢体的那一种感觉，彼此配搭，主，彼此的扶持，更让世人看到主你是那唯一配得荣耀的神。主，我们也为众你儿女们的生命，主，我们向你恳求，让我们每一天都学习祷告，学习亲近你，主，体会你在我们生命当中的引领。恩主，我们也恳求你带领我们弟兄姐妹每一天都有一个灵修读经的时间，主，我们借着灵修和读经我们认识你，主，我们也在认识你当中看到你在历史当中的启示，也对我们生命的启示。恩主，我们恳求你真是帮助这一个教会，主，在每一个时刻，主，我们都心中充满了你所赐给我们的使命，主，在世上做光做盐，主，来帮助我们邻近的所有还未得之名恩主，我们也在这个时候，主，请求你真是让全地的讲台，主，都有你自己话语的喂养，让来到你面前的每一个儿女都得到包租，得到建造。我们为此献上感谢和赞美，祈求祷告不配，奉主耶稣基督圣名而求。
阿门。
阿门。请坐。诗班要为我们献的诗歌是《苦难中有你》。我们每一个人都有经历苦难的经验，但是神在把苦难放在我们的生命当中，都有他建造，借由苦难来建造我们的心意。 教会推动两年读经一次，是要帮助弟兄姐妹能够认识的神的话语，把神的话语藏在我们的心中。神的话语虽然常有教导有责备，但它更带着丰富的安慰和鼓励。我们应当常常把神的话放在我们的心中。
我将你的话藏在我心里，免得我得罪你，得罪你。我将你的话藏在我心里，免得我得罪你，得罪你。耶和华，耶和华，你是应当称颂的，求你将你的律例教训我，求你将你的律例教训我。
弟兄姊妹们，请起立。让我们一起来聆听神的话语。今天我们要诵读的经文是在腓立比书第二章第一节到第十三节。所以在基督里，若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。这是神的话语，请坐下。
让我们一起用祷告来敬拜他，来敬拜这位为我们受苦、为我们受死、为我们得荣的上帝。让我们一起祷告。亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。主啊，你的恩典是何等的浩大，不是我们可以了解的。你白白的把这样的救恩赐给了我们，让我们真的成为你的儿女。主啊，我们不但是你的儿女，主啊，我们也在你的里头得了一切丰盛。主啊，我们谢谢你。主啊，求你帮助我们开启我们的眼睛，让我们看到这种宝贵的身价，让我们以至于我们愿意快跑跟随你。主啊，让我们常常忘记背后，努力往前，向着标杆直跑，向着主耶稣基督给我们所有的力量，给我们的一切的方向，让我们往前走。谢谢你的恩典，主啊，谢谢你，你自己真是成就了你的美意，在这里成就了这个教堂，为的是要荣耀你的名，为的是要将你的福音广传。主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们真是有一个爱人的心，让我们真是有一个愿意传福音的心，更让我们能够看到，主啊，我们愿意万人得救，像你一样以基督的心为心。主啊，谢谢你的恩典，感谢主。 主啊，我们也真是特别在今天早上为我们的每一位肢体祷告。主啊，我们也特别为今天在西北堂的普牧师现在的按牧祷告。主啊，也特别为我们牧师朱牧师在那里为他们按牧团的服事祷告。求你也特别的保守，也求你继续祝福西北堂在前面走的道路。主啊，我们常常愿意用祷告也托住他们，就像他们常常用祷告托住我们一样。谢谢你的恩典。主啊，我们也为教会中的肢体在你面前也常常的祷告，特别为我们和平团契的何道浩弟兄他的摔伤祷告。主啊，求你保守他，让他的复原能够早日的能够回到家中，能够开始来上班。主啊，求你特别的看顾他，看顾他的家人，也看顾他的孩子们每一位，求你保守。谢谢你。主啊，我们也为罗伊斯他的身体的复原祷告，求你看顾他的疼痛。主啊，求你保守带领，也求你自己医治他，看顾他。谢谢你的恩典。主啊，我们也特别把孙秀英老姐妹她的背脊骨的手术的复原仰望在主的手里，求你特别的保守她，也求你看顾她，感谢你让她的手术能够顺利。主啊，我们也为周丽婉姐妹在台湾的祷告，求你保守她的身体，求你看顾她的身体，赐给她力量，也赐给她一个真是有主你自己给她的能力，为她的家人传福音。特别在那样子的环境里头，主啊，你是一切的主，主啊，你比万有都大，求你在她心中帮助她，带领她。主啊，我们也特别为她的母亲祷告，求你赐给她母亲有足够的信心，求你看顾她，也保守她母亲的身体。谢谢你的恩典。主啊，我们把今天一天都仰望主，特别为今天的谢传道在我们中间的传讲话语仰望主，求你也特别与她同在，感谢你的恩典。这样的祈求祷告乃是奉您主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。我们今天早上很高兴我们的分享是谢传道，请。Yeah, come in, please.
Good morning, everyone.
各位弟兄姐妹早安。
Thank you for giving me the privilege of speaking today.
谢谢大家给我今天有机会在这分享主日信息。
A lot of times in life, we have to make a choice, an opportunity cost.
在我们人生当中，常常我们要为了这个面对的这个机会而做一些决定。
When we spend something, we can't use it for something else.
我们的资源只能用在某一些方面。
When we spend our whole Saturday doing something, we can't spend the Saturday doing something else.
当我们把周六的时间放在某一件事情的时候，就不能做其他的事了。
If I spend my $10 here, I can't spend my $10 somewhere else.
当我把十块钱用在这的话，那个十块钱就不能用到别的地方。
Many people have this idea that if you spend your money on God, that you will not be able to use it.
所以很多人都觉得说，如果我们把我们该有的给了神，就不能用在其他的地方。
That you can't enjoy it.
你就不能够自己享受了。
That when you give to God, it is sacrifice.
所以你就等于是把它牺牲掉了。
That it's lost.
就失去了。
When I give my offering money, it disappears.
当我奉献的时候，那个钱就消失了。
Maybe God takes it and eats it.
也许神拿去吃掉了。
But I don't get to enjoy it anymore.
不管如何，我都与它无关了。
When I spend my Saturday volunteering, my time goes away.
当我周六去做义工的时候，我的时间就不见了。
But is this a biblical view of giving to God?
但这个是不是圣经上所教导的呢？
In the Bible, when they give to God, is it something that just disappears?
所以在圣经中，当时我们把什么奉献给神，到哪儿去了呢？
The Bible talks about giving freely and giving cheerfully.
圣经告诉我们，我们要欢心乐意的奉献。
2 Corinthians says in 9:7, each one must give as he has decided in his heart.Not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
哥林多后书九章七节说，个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
So when people give to God, it is a cheerful matter.
所以当我们给神的时候，是一个啊，重点是我们是一个欢心乐意的。
But how could you feel cheerful giving to God if you feel your money disappears?
但是如果说那个钱就不见了，我怎么能够欢心乐意呢？
Or if it's wasted.
或者说就啊浪费掉了。
Because if I give my money to the church, I can't use my money on myself.
啊，当我如果把钱放在教会上，那我就自己就没了。
But God says that He loves a cheerful giver.
但是神在这里讲说，他喜欢一个甘心乐意奉献的人。
And notice that Paul says that it's not reluctantly or under compulsion.
啊，保罗在这里写的是说，不要作难，不要勉强。
When people give to God, it's not because God said, give that to me. It's because the person says, I want to give this to you.
所以往往我们并不是勉强的奉献给神，而是我们真的是甘心乐意的摆上。
God wants you to be a cheerful giver.
因为神希望你是一个甘心乐意奉献的人。
But how can you be cheerful giving up your things?
但是要怎么样才能甘心乐意把自己的摆上呢？
The biblical idea is that you're giving up something for something better.
所以这里要讲的重点就是，圣经上讲的就是说，我们要怎么样能够更加的美好。
Matthew 13:44-46, Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven.
所以在马太福音13:44-46，讲到说这个从天上而来的宝藏。
There's a lot of different things he talks about the kingdom of heaven.
他说了很多天上的事情。
Essentially, the kingdom of heaven are things that glorify God.
基本上天堂的一切就是为了要荣耀神。
When you work for the kingdom of heaven, it is glorifying God.
当我们为天国做事的时候，我们就是为了要荣耀他。
Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, in finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it.
所以说天国44节，天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去买，变卖一切所有的，买这块地。天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子。遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
So when you spend money on God, you're not wasting your money.
So you can see, 所以这个当你去变卖的时候，并不是把你的钱所浪费掉。
It's easy to see giving to God as something you're giving money for something even better.
因为你把你的钱放在更加美好的上面。
When I go to Zaxby's, I'm not sad when I give them my money.
当我去 Zaxby 吃东西的时候，我不会为了付钱而心里难过。
I'm not sad when I give them my money because I know I'm getting good chicken.
我并没有问题，因为我知道我可以拿到很好吃的鸡。
Nobody made me go to Zaxby's.
没有人强迫我去 Zaxby.
Nobody made me buy their chicken.
没有人强迫我要买那个鸡块。
Instead, I cheerfully give them my money.
而是我很甘心的把我的钱给了他。
Because I know the money is going to go to something good.
因为我知道那个钱会换来。很好的东西。
I can't eat my money.
这个钱本身是没有办法吃的。
But I can eat their chicken.
但是我可以吃那个鸡。
Think of that as the kingdom of heaven.
所以把那鸡就有点当是个天堂的比喻。
When you give up your money, it's not for something that you're not giving away your money.
所以我们并不是把我们的钱丢掉了。
You're giving your money up for something even better.
而是把这个钱得到更美好的。
In these two parables, there's two examples that say the same thing.
这里两个比喻就是讲这个意思。
A man finds something that is so valuable that he gives up his possessions.
当一个人找到了非常有价值的时候，他把他的一切都放掉了。
He says that this is so valuable that it's more important than this.
他说这个是这样的宝贵的，比我现有的都好。
It's so important that he sells off all his things to get that thing.
所以他就把一切的他自己有的都变卖了，所以才能够得到这个宝藏。
That treasure is more important than all his other possessions.
所以这个宝藏是比一切其他的都更为美好。
That is how we're supposed to be valuing giving to God.
这才是我们奉献给神应该有的态度。
when we see giving to God as something more valuable than earthly possessions.
所以我们知道奉献给神是比这个属世的一切更为美好。
That is biblical giving.
那才是圣经上讲的奉献。
That is how you can cheerfully give.
所以你才能够很高兴、心甘乐意地摆上。
When you spend your money on things that are even more valuable.
你把你的钱放在最最重要、最美好的事上。
And the root of all this is love.
那这一切的根本在哪里？就是爱。
There was a teacher of the law, and he asked Jesus, "What is the most important commandment?"
有一位教师说，在一切的诫命中，哪一个是最重要的诫命？
And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it: You shall love your neighbor as yourself." On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
所以耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。”这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
Jesus says the whole Old Testament is based on loving God and loving other people.
所以耶稣讲说，这个旧约的总纲呢，是就是说要爱神跟爱别人。On
these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
在这两个使命上，就是一切的教导，从这个先知跟这个律法而来。Many
people try to follow specific rules.
但我们有些人是希望能够遵循这一些规则。That's
what the Pharisees tried to do.
这个就是法利赛人所常常要做的。
Everything is about rules.
每一件事情都是要按照规则。But
Jesus says everything is about love.
但是耶稣说，事实上这一切是爱。I
give to God because I love Him.
我给神是因为我爱他。Because
He loves me first.
因为他先爱了我。I
give to other people.
当我给别人的时候。Because
I love them.
因为我爱你们。And
that's how you give cheerfully.
这就是为什么我能够心甘乐意地摆上。Out
of love.
是因为发自心中的爱。How
many parents would give their young child a gift, a toy?
有什么人给自己孩子的这个玩具？
And think how sad they are because they spend $10 on a stuffed animal.
给玩具的时候觉得说，啊，这个钱真是浪费掉了，丢掉了。
Oh, here's a stuffed animal.
Oh, 这个你看，这个熊啊，这个真的是浪费。
Normal parents would be happy to give the stuffed animal to the child.
不会，一般的父母亲都是非常高兴的把这个礼物送给孩子。And
they would enjoy seeing that child play with the toy.
而且很享受看到自己的孩子在那边玩这个玩具。Because
they love that child.
因为他爱这个孩子。What
benefits that child benefits them.
凡是这个孩子的受益的，就觉得像自己受益一样。Because
oftentimes a lot of us can be selfish.
因为我们往往是总是自私的。This
is also one of my problems I have to work with too.
我也是经常有时候会有这个问题。Because
although we can generously give to our children, can we generously give to God?
虽然我们可以很慷慨地把我们所有的给我们自己的孩子，但是我们能不能够也同样慷慨地把我们该摆上给神的摆上？I
can generously give to myself and be happy.
我可以很大方地对我自己很给我自己很多。
But can I be as happy when I give to other people?
当我要给别人的时候，是不是也一样大方呢？
So what's the application of this? How can we apply cheerful giving?
所以我们谈到这里的时候，就是这个应用是在什么地方呢？
How can we cheerfully give to other people?
我们怎么样才能够很心甘乐意的把我们所有的分享给别人？
How can we cheerfully give to God?
我们怎么可以 为神而甘心乐意地摆上。
In Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4, Luke gives an example of how the Christians loved each other.
在使徒行传四章有两个例子。
The early Christians, like Luke could have written anything about the early Christians.
路加可以写了很多早期教会的例子。
He could have told about what songs they sang.
他可以讲到他们所唱的诗歌。
He could write about what their worship service was like.
啊，讲他们如何的敬拜神。
He could have written down their sermons.
啊，可以讲到他们这个他们分享的信息是什么。
But he didn't.
他都没有讲这些。
But instead, he writes twice about the same thing.
但是他讲了两个同样的例子。
At the beginning of Acts.
在这个使徒行传前面。
When the reader is reading about Acts, they're learning about the early church.
啊，我们看到这一开始就讲早期教会的状况。
And Luke puts these two things at the beginning at a place of importance.
所以路加把这个很重要的两个例子摆在使徒前行传的前面。
In Acts 44:32-35, Luke writes, "Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was among them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet. And it was distributed to each other as any had need."
所以在使徒行传四章三十二节到三十五节这里讲说，那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家公用。使徒大有能力，见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩，内中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田产都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒脚前，照个人所需用的分给个人。
Notice that in the middle of this passage, Luke writes that the grace and power of Christ are on them.
所以你们看到在这个经节的当中讲到说这个神的大能。
He didn't just write about them sharing what they had.
他不是只讲到说他们一起分享所有的东西。
But said right there that this is because of Jesus.
但是说他提到特别讲到这是因为耶稣的关系。
The early church shared what they had with other believers.
早期的教会把大家的东西一起公用。
I don't know what songs they sang.
我不知道他们所唱的诗歌是什么。
I don't know what the sermons were like.
也不知道他的主日信息是怎么样的。
Nobody does.
没有人知道。
But we do know that they share their possessions.
但是我们知道这个早期教会他们是一起公用所有的财产。
That makes me think that this must be a very important point.
所以这一定有它重要的含义。
That they gave so freely to each other out of love.
他们可以这样子甘心乐意的彼此分享。
Anybody can use their possessions and money on themselves.
我们任何人都可以把我们所有的用在自己的身上。
But it's only out of love of God that we can give away what we have.
但是唯有靠着耶稣基督的爱，我们能把我们所有的分享给别人。
One of the biggest people in the New Testament was Barnabas.
在新约中很重要的一个人物就是巴拿巴。
He's famous for bringing Paul to the apostles.
大家都知道说是他带领保罗到使徒中。
The other apostles didn't trust Paul because he persecuted Christians.
当时的众使徒并不信赖保罗，因为他之前迫害所有的基督徒。
But it was Barnabas that went out and brought Paul to the apostles.
但是是巴拿巴去带着保罗到众使徒中。
And Barnabas went with Paul on his first mission trips.
巴拿巴也跟保罗去了第一次布道的旅行。
But the first time we hear about Barnabas in the New Testament.
但是在新约里面，我们第一次看到巴拿巴是什么时候呢？
Is when he sells his field and gives the money to the apostles.
是讲到说他有田地也卖了。把这个放在使徒的脚前。
He brings Saul to the apostles.
他把所罗带到使徒当中。
He goes out on mission trips.
他去传福音。
But the first proof of his love of God is that he gives up what he has to the apostles.
但是第一个证明他对神的爱呢，是说他把他的田卖了，把银价放在使徒的脚前。
And in Luke, that's evidence of the New Testament believers loving God and loving each other.
所以对这个来讲，就是在新约里面，就是说他对神的爱。
It says that there was no needy person among them.
说在他们当中没有人是有缺乏的。
Imagine if America was like that.
假设说像美国的社会如果是那样子的话。
All the believers loved each other.
所有信神的人都彼此相爱。
So that there was not a needy Christian among the whole nation.
所以在 整个国家里面没有一个基督徒是缺乏的。
If you have two children,
如果你有两个孩子,
and you have $1,000,
你有1000块钱,
are you going to spend $1,000 on one child and $0 on the other one?
你会不会把所有1000块放在花在一个孩子身上, 然后另外孩子什么都没有?
Would that be love?
那是爱吗?
Love would be spending $500 on one kid and $500 on another kid.
爱应该是在各孩子身上花500块钱。
Do we love other people?
我们是不是爱别人?
Do we spend all our money on just us and not really anybody else?
我们是把我们所有的钱财都花在我们自己身上, 而没有花在任何的花在别人的身上。
Because a parent with children, that would not be love.
因为一个爱孩子的父母亲绝对不会做这种事。
When you only use the wealth for just a small portion, that isn't love.
不是会把所有的都放在自己身上，那不是爱。
That notice the first example of God's love coming through the Christians is giving up what they have.
所以我们看到没有，在圣经里第一个新约里面第一个讲到爱的表彰，就是把自己的分享给别人。
So how do we spend our possessions?
所以我们要怎么样运用神托付给我们的产业？
Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart is will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money.
所以在马太福音6章19节到24节讲说，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。 只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，也不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？一个人不能侍奉两个主。 不是恶这个，爱那个，就是重这个，轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。Notice
that Jesus did not just say, "Don't store up treasures."
看清楚了，神耶稣并没有说，那个你不能够积攒财宝。He
said, "Store up treasures in heaven."
他说要再把财宝积存在天上。When
we spend money on earthly things.
当我们把我们的钱财放在世上的时候，
they get broken.
它会损坏的。
People steal them.
会被偷走。
They get destroyed.
会被破坏掉。
They rusted.
会朽坏。
You lose the things that you buy on earth.
我们每一件买的东西最后呢， 都会老旧。
Either it will get taken or it will break.
一则不见了。
So Jesus says, don't store up these temporary things.
所以不要累积这些暂时的东西。
He says, store up heavenly treasures that will never break.
所以我们应该把积存属天的事情是永远不会朽坏的。
My treasures in heaven will never get stolen.
我在天上所累积的财宝是不会被任何人拿走。
They'll never break.
也不会坏掉。
And so am I going to invest all my time and money on earthly treasures that will not last?
所以我应该要把我所有的时间放在储蓄、积攒世上的东西吗？
Or will I spend my time and money on treasures that will last for an eternity?
还是应该用我的时间积攒可以永久存在在天上的？
All my earthly treasures I can only enjoy now.
我在世上所有的一切只能现在暂时的享用。
If I die, I can't enjoy them.
如果我死了，它就与我无关了。But
my heavenly treasures I will be able to enjoy for eternity.
但是我在天上所累积的财宝，永远与我同在。And
because of that, I will give up earthly treasures for heavenly treasures.
所以我愿意为了天上的财宝而舍掉地上的财宝。
So God doesn't tell you to give up your good things for nothing.
神并没有说要把你世上的东西放平白的放开。
He tells you to give up your earthly junk for heavenly treasure.
他说我们可以把地上这些没有什么价值的东西换取天上有价值的。
And notice that Jesus gives the example of the eye being the lamp to the body.
我看到说耶稣讲说这个眼睛是我们身体上的灯。
Within this context, it's obvious that Jesus is talking about how you see money.
这就是代表说我们怎么样对待钱财。
If you see earthly treasures as something to collect and to grasp,
如果我们的看法是说地上的钱财是我们需要追求累积的。
Then it's obvious that your eyes have been darkened.
那表示你的眼睛是暗淡的。
Because notice Jesus says, where your treasures are, there your heart will be also.
耶稣也讲到说我们的财宝在哪里我们的心就在哪里。
Where you store up your treasures is where your heart is.
我们在哪里储存财宝我们的心就放在什么地方。
I can tell a parent loves their child when that child stores up everything in that child.
我可以看得出一个爱自己孩子的父母亲他把他的一切都放在这个孩子的身上。
Their heart is in that child.
他的心在这个孩子的身上。
Likewise, I can tell where your heart is based on where your treasure is.
我可以看到你的心在哪里因为你的财宝在哪里你的心就在哪里。
My DTS professor had a line.
我在神学院的教授有一句名言。
Show me your checkbook and I will show you your priorities.
你让我看看你的支票本我就可以看出来你的什么对你来讲是重要的。
And that's true.
这是很正确的。
Because if I don't care about something, I won't spend money on it.
我不在乎的事情我绝对不会在那个上面花钱。
But if I care about it, I will spend money on it.
我一定在我所喜欢重要的事情花我的钱。
And that's just like what Jesus said.
就像耶稣说的。
Where your treasures are, there your heart will be also.
你的财宝在哪里,你的心就在哪里。
God says that you cannot serve God and money.
神说我们不可能侍奉神跟钱财。
But it's not like we have to give up something good for something bad.
但是并不是说我们要把这个好的东西换一个不好的东西。
Would you rather serve money or God?
那你要想想看你是要侍奉钱财呢还是要侍奉神。
Would you rather serve money or the guy that makes money?
你要侍奉钱财和那个创造钱财的神。
Would you rather live for the world?
你只是要为了属世而生活呢
Or live for the guy that made the world?
还是要为创造这世界一切的神而活
This is not about sacrifice.
这个不是说讲到自己的牺牲。
It's about giving up something bad for something better.
而是把那些没用的换取那个更美好的。
What good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet lose his soul?
如果我们赚得全世界而失去了我们的灵魂。
It's about giving up something bad for something better.
我们不是要我们只是要把没有用的东西换取更为美好的。
And I just gave an example.
举个例子。
The Lexus IS is Lexus's lowest end Lexus model.
这个 Lexus 是这个 Lexus 的所有的车里边最便宜的。
It's the cheapest Lexus out there.
是所有它这个车种里面最便宜的一个车子。
The starting price is $33,295.
最低的价钱是33,000块钱。
The Toyota Camry is the second highest Toyota sedan.
那 Toyota Camry 是这个Toyota 里面第二高高级的车子。
The starting price is $20,195.
开价是21,195块。
The difference in price is $13,100.
这两辆车的差异是13,100块。
What can you buy? What can you spend your money on if you bought a Toyota instead of a Lexus?
如果说你把钱花在这个 Toyota 上，那你想那个剩下的钱你能拿来做什么呢？
Here's one example.
这有一个这个例子。
When you sponsor a child with Compassion International, it's $38 a month, or $456 a year.
如果我们为了这个国际上所需要有需要的孩子，我们奉献38块钱 一个月，一年就是456块。
This is the kid I've been sponsoring for 3 years.
这个是谢传道在过去三年里面所资助的孩子。
I spent around $1,500 on this kid.
花在这四年里面花了12,768块啊。
1,500.
1,500块，对不起。
So I spent $1,500 on a kid I don't even know.
他花了这个在这个一个他根本就从来不认识的孩子身上。
I could have bought a lot with that money.
我当然也可以用那钱买很多的东西。
I could have bought 3 iPads.
可以买三个 iPad.
I could have bought a brand new powerful computer.
可以买一个更强而有力的电脑。
I could have upgraded my car.
甚至于换一辆好一点的车子。
But instead I spent it on some kid I don't even know.
但是我为什么把这个钱放在一个我根本不认识的孩子身上？
Why would I do that?
为什么会做这种事情？
Because I feel spending that money on Bedlew is something better.
我觉得把这个钱放在这个上面是更为美好的。
My money has provided educational supplies.
我的这个钱使到他有读书的机会。
Food.
还有他所需要的食物。
Clothes.
他的衣服。
Medical supplies.
他所需要的医疗
In the letters that I've gotten from him, he's been able to go to school.
他写信给我说，他现在可以上学了。
He wants to be a teacher.
他希望以后长大可以变成一个老师。
And because of what I've done, he can know God.
因为我所做的这一点，让他有认识神的机会。
Not only does he hear about the love of Jesus.
他不但可以有听到主耶稣的爱，
But he can feel the love of Jesus.
他还可以感受到主耶稣的爱。
When a stranger across the world gives money to him,
一个在遥远的地方的陌生人把这个钱给了他。
And so if you we took $13,100.
所以13,100块钱。
You can sponsor 4 children for 7 years.
你可以这个赞助。7年4个孩子
and you still have $232 left.
你还有232块钱剩下来。
You can sponsor 4 kids for 7 years with that money.
可以赞助4个孩子有7年的时间。
Is a Lexus better than that?
你觉得那个 Lexus 会比这个更有意义吗？
Through World Vision, it costs $2,600 to build a well.And it gives water to 150 people.
World Vision 只要花2,600块钱就可以挖一个井给150个人有水喝。
5 wells cost $13,000.
那五个井呢，只要13,000块钱而已。
And gives water to 750 people.
那这五个井呢，可以给750个人有水。
Without these wells, they don't have safe water.
如果没有这些井呢，他们就没有可以喝的水。
Yet for that money, you can give water to everybody in this church and an extra 150 people.
所以就是等于是让我们现在在座的人每个人都有水喝，还有剩下100多块。
And you can also show the love of Jesus.
更重要的，你把主耶稣的爱传播出来。
The people will say, "Who are these people that are giving us money?"
这些喝水的人说，这个钱从哪里来的？
Why would they give us money?
怎么会把这钱给我们？
We don't know them.
我们也不认识他。
They're not Africans like us.
他也不是我们非洲的人。
They're Chinese people.
是中国人嘛。
Why do they care about us in Africa?
为什么他会关心我们这些非洲人呢？
Because of the love of Jesus.
原来是为了，因为是主耶稣的爱。
And which is more valuable? 5 wells to the water 750 people or Lexus?
是那5口井750人可以有好的水可以喝呢？还是那个 Lexus 比较重要。
Through Bibles Unbound, you can send a New Testament to a restricted country for $6.
这个Bible Unbound 这个组织你只要有6块钱，你就可以送一个这个新约圣经到很远的地方。
One of the countries they send Bibles to is China.
其中一个送圣经去的地方就是中国大陆。
I know a lot of you have family in China.
我知道我们当中很多人都有家人在大陆上。
You can send 2,183 New Testaments to China for $13,098.
所以我们也可以用这同样的13,098块 送2183本新约圣经到国内去。
Over 2,100 New Testaments.
2,100 多新约圣经。
You can give the opportunity for over 2,000 people to hear about Jesus.
这样子可以让2,000多人可以听到耶稣的福音。
These people could be your family that you don't know in China.
他也许是你不认识的亲戚。
All for the cost of $13,000.
只是微不足道的13,000块钱。
Is getting a Lexus more important than sending Bibles 2,183 New Testaments?
所以我们要想想，这13,000块钱是买那个 Lexus 比较有意义呢，还是送2,000多本圣经到该去的地方？
Through International Justice Mission.
另外一个叫 International Justice Mission.
To free a victim of sex trafficking slavery cost $4,500.
要这个为了要解救这个这个叫
大概就是 slavery
就是性犯罪的这个奴隶。
You can free three people for $13,500.
如果这个13,500块钱也可以救出来三个人。
You could change their lives.
可以改变他的一生。
You can free them.
你可以给他有重新有自由。
All you have to do is buy a Camry instead of a Lexus.
你只需要去买那个 Camry， 不要买那个 Lexus， 就可以做到了。
Is this something better?
这是不是更美好的？
This is one of my classmates and his family from DTS.
在我神学院里面，这是我的同学。
It costs about $6,000 a year for him to do missions in India.
他一年要在印度做福音传道，只需要6,000块钱。
To fully cover 2 years of his ministry in India costs only $12,000.
他两年的事工只需要12,000块。
He'll have $1,100 left.
如果是这样的话，你还剩下1,100块。
And because of that money, he can go preach to people who are stuck in paganism.
他可以为那个无神的人得到福音。
For 2 years.
可以做2年那么久的时间。
Shaco Springs, each student costs $215.
今年我们夏令会学生一个人的花费是215块。
You could send 60 students for $12,900 to Shaco.
这个同样的钱数也可以送60个学生去夏令会。
Many of them haven't heard the gospel message before.
今年去夏令会的很多学生从来没有听过福音。
For a lot of students, this is the first time they can meet other Christians.
对很多去的孩子是他们一生中第一次遇到其他的基督徒。
And for $12,900, you can send 60 students.
所以12,900块就可以赞助60个学生去夏令会。
That's over half the students that went to Shaco this year.
60是超过我们今年有的人数的一半。
So my question to you is this something better?
这是不是更美好的呢？
Is it more important to get a luxury automobile?
我们要想想这个买一个豪华的车子的意义是什么？
Or to still get a very solid automobile and send 2,100 New Testaments to China?
因为买一个相当可靠好用的车子，还能够把剩下的钱做很多有意义的事情。
It's not a question about sacrifice.
这个并不是说是一个牺牲的事情。
This is not about saying, "Oh, I can't have a Lexus now."
并不是说我现在都没有办法买这个 Lexus。
This is about saying, "Oh, wow, I can do all that with my money."
而说哇，我还可以把那些剩下的钱做这么多有意义、有美好的事。
If I buy a Lexus or a Toyota, they both crash.
事实上，我买这个 Lexus 跟这个 Toyota 撞到的时候，都是要损坏的。
They're both rust.
它都是会朽坏的。
They both get stolen.
也是同样会被偷掉的。
Except the Lexus gets stolen more.
只是更多的 Lexus 常被偷走。
They're both temporary.
这些都是属实暂时的事情。
They both get you to church.
它也是只是替你代步到教会来。
They both drive you to work.
只是代步去工作。
Except if you buy one, you can free three people from slavery.
但是如果你买那个对的那一个呢？ 你还有剩下的钱可以解救三个人从这个奴隶中出来。
You can give food, medical supplies, educational supplies to 4 children for 7 years.
你不可以把这个钱供给食物、衣服还有医疗的需要给四个孩子有七年的时间。
You could send a missionary to India for 2 whole years.
你可以送一个传道人去印度两年。
This is not a question about sacrifice.
这个不是讲说是不是牺牲。
This is about which is a better deal.
而是说哪一个对我来讲是一个更好的运用。
And of course not all of us have that kind of money.
当然了，并不是我们在座的每一个人都有这个钱可以做这个选择。
I know I don't.
我知道我没有。
But sometimes I still get that in my head.
但是我常常思想这个问题。
Do I want to spend money on luxury or just necessity?
我是要把钱花在这个奢侈豪华呢，还是只是该用的方面？
I'm a youth minister, I'm not rich.
我是一个青少年事工的主任。
But still, I get extra money sometimes.
虽然我不是很有钱，但是有时候我也会得到一些多得的钱。
Maybe I have an extra $50 from 1 month.
有时候我一个月也许就会剩下多50块。
What am I going to spend it on?
这50块我要拿来做什么？
Am I going to spend it on the youth group?
我是要用在这个青少年的身上呢？
Or am I going to spend it on myself?
还是说用在我自己的身上？
In the future, I'll be buying a house eventually.
我相信也许神带领，有一天我也会买个房子住。
Am I going to try to get a fancy house?
我是要买一个那个很豪华的房子呢？
Trying to get the most expensive house I can with my money.
买一个我财力能够最大负荷的一个房子。
Or am I going to get the house that I just need?
还只是要买一个就是我所需要的房子。
And spend the extra money maybe on Bedlu in Africa.
所以可以把这个差额呢放在这个非洲上有需要的人。
That's a question that all of you have to ask yourselves.
这是一个我们每一个人都需要我们问我们自己的问题。
I can't make that decision for you.
我没有，当然不可能替你做这个决定。
The elders and pastors can't tell you what to spend your money on.
长老跟牧师也不能说你要如何使用你的钱财。
God won't force you to.
神也没有强迫你做这些事情。
Because God loves a cheerful giver.
神只有讲说他是一个喜欢心甘乐意奉献的人。
Another thing is also time.
另外一个可以谈一谈就是时间。
How much of our time do we spend improving ourselves and only ourselves?
我们想想，我们所有的时间，我们是多少是花在改善这个增进自己受益的地方。
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
24小时，七天。
How much of that time do you spend only improving your life?
有多少这个时候是你花在改善你自己的生活上面？
How much of that time is spent helping other people?
那有多少是用在帮助别人的地方？
How much of that time is only for temporary things?
有多少是用在为了这个属世暂时的事上？
How much of that is for eternal things?
那有多少的时间是用在永生美好的事上？
Paul writes in Romans 15:1-2, We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves, for let each of us please his neighbor for his good to build him up.
保罗在罗马书15:1-2说，我们坚固的人应该担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦，我们个人务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。
Paul writes to the Christians, if you're a strong Christian, don't look out for yourself.
保罗对基督徒说，如果你是一个得胜的基督徒，不要只是看到自己。
Look out for the other people in their church.
也要看到别人的益处。
I mean, it's like a family again.
就是在像一个家里面一样。
What mother or father would say to their baby, "Look after yourself"?
有谁哪一个父母对自己的小孩说啊，你自己顾自己吧
？You wouldn't tell your baby to take care of the baby's self, would you?
你不会让你的小孩说啊，你就自己照顾自己吧
？The baby can't clean itself, so you clean it.
孩子不能够清洗自己，所以我们必须要帮他清洗。
The baby can't feed itself, so you have to feed it.
婴儿不能够喂自己，所以我们必须要喂他。
The baby can't make money, so you have to give even money.
孩子不能够赚钱，所以我们必须为了他而赚钱。
With the hope that eventually that baby will grow up and make money by itself.
而是说他能够长大，可以独立。
And that baby will have its own children.
那这个孩子以后也有他长大，也有他自己的孩子。
And the process is repeated.
那这个过程呢，就是继续循环下去。
That's the spiritual idea that Paul wants to give.
这个是保罗所要讲的，是持续循环的一个过程。
The people who are more spiritually capable can help feed those who are spiritually weak.
保罗讲的意思，当我们一个属灵成长更成熟的人，需要担待帮助属灵上初学的人。
And those spiritually weak people will grow up to be spiritually strong.
所以在属灵上软弱的人，有一天可以强壮起来。
And then they'll feed spiritually weak people.
当他们强壮以后呢，他们就可以帮助其他属灵软弱的人。
And those people will grow up.
那这些人呢，也就接着从软弱变成强壮。
And it'll be a continuous chain.
啊，这个是一个持续循环的过程。
But imagine if we only spend time building ourselves up.
但假设说我们把我们所有的时间都只是用在自己的好处上。
How would anybody else benefit?
对别人都有好处吗？
And the question is, which is better?
那这两种选择，哪一个是对的，是好的呢？
Which is better?
哪一个是好的？
When I help the youth, I don't say, oh, it's my job, I have to help the youth.
当我带青少年的时候，我并不说，这是我的工作，我必须要做这个。
Imagine if one of the youth came up to me and said, hey, I need help.
你看，假说有一个青少年到我这来说，我需要你的帮助。
Do I go, oh?
我会说哦
，fine，
好。
JBD says I have to help you。
哦，那 JBD 讲长执会说我必须要帮忙你。
No， I go， okay， come here， I'll help you。
Yeah， 我一定不是那样子，是说来，我看看有什么事。
Sometimes I have to stay up late because kids have problems that I'm helping them with。
有时候这个要帮助他们，事实上是在天黑很晚以后的时间。
Sometimes I lose whole Saturdays because kids need help。
有时候我整个礼拜六。都花在有需要的孩子身上。
I spend all this time because I feel it's something better.
我用这些时间是因为我觉得这个是更美好、更有意义的。
So I want to ask you some questions.
所以我想要问你几个问题。
Which choice has greater value?
是在这些选择当中，哪一个是更有意义、更有价值的？
Providing luxury for self, or it should be necessities, or providing necessities for other people.
这第一个问题事实上就是说，我们为了我们自己的这个享受，还是为了别人的需要？
Which is more important, that Lexus for yourself, or 2,183 Bibles to China?
是那个高级的车子比较重要呢，还是能够把那个差额买2000多本圣经比较重要？
Or that even bigger house?Or spending 20,000 Bibles to China.
或者说买一个更大更好的房子，而失去了可以送2000本、2万本的圣经出去。
Or that bigger TV and sending 200 Bibles to China.
或者说只是一个小的决定，一个大一点的电视，但是可以换得200本圣经。
Which has greater value?
这个决定当中哪一个是有更有意义的
？Imagine if God was like a stockbroker.
假设说神是一个股票的这个交易商。
Which would he say is a good investment?
他会讲说哪一个是比较高比较好的投资。
Which has more value?
哪一个有价值。
Or how about spending time and leisure for your own benefit? Or spending time to help other people?
所以说另外一个问题就是说我们要用时间自己享乐呢还是用这个时间也来帮助别人
I could spend an afternoon just watching TV
我可以用整个下午就是看电视
Or what if somebody comes and asks me for help
但是如果说有人来找我说我可以帮忙他一下
I could either help somebody with their big problems or I could watch a TV episode
有时候我可以用这个时间帮助别人很重要的事情或者说看电视
Which do you think is more valuable?
你觉得哪一个比较有价值？
And again, this isn't about sacrifice.
重点说这个并不是讨论说一种牺牲。
It's about saying which is the better value.
而是说哪一个是比较好的投资回收。
The world says that this is valuable.
当然，属世教导我们说这个我们常做的是有价值的。
God says that this is valuable.
但是神说啊，不是，另外那个才是有价值的。
Which do you think knows the right answer?
那我们知道哪一个是对的答案吗？
The way that you spend your time and money shows me how which answer is the right one.
事实上，当我们自己的怎么样用我们的金钱，我们自己的行为，是表达我们的这个决定是哪一个。
Show me your priorities, or show me your checkbook, and I will show you your priorities.
当你把你的支票本给我看的时候，我就知道说什么对你来讲是重要的。
Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
所以你的财宝在哪里，你的心当然就在哪里。
I can see where you're going.
我可以看到你在哪里。
There are certain things that only God knows.
当然了，很多事情只有神知道。
But there are certain things that everybody knows.
但是很多其他事情我们大家都知道。
I don't need to see inside your heart to see what you focus on.
所以事实上很多人不需要看到你的外表，不需要看到你的心，就看着外表就知道你的心在哪里。
I can see where you spend your money.
我可以看到你在哪里用你的金钱。
I can see where you spend your time.
我可以看到你在哪里用你的时间。
I don't need the Holy Spirit to tell me where your heart is.
我不需要圣灵特别提醒我才能看到你的心。
Because Jesus said, where you store your treasures is where your heart will be.
因为耶稣说，当我们把我们的钱财放在哪里，我们的心就放在哪里。
Imagine if the Apostle Paul was storing up earthly treasures.
想想看，假如使徒保罗，他的目的是要积攒在世上的财宝。
But we can see that he was risking his life every day.
不是，他事实上相反的，冒着生命的危险在传福音。
I can tell where Paul's heart is.
我们很明显就可以看到保罗心在哪。
How about for the parents in here?
就像我们在座的各位父母亲一样。
Which is more important to you, a student that grows up to be rich?
对你来讲一个孩子长大是很富有的。
A student that becomes a rich doctor or lawyer or engineer.
一个孩子长大变成医师、律师或者是
engineer
工程师。
That does not know God.
但是他并不知道神。
Or would you rather have a poor person that loves God?
还是说一个没有很多钱财的，但是心里面充满了对神的爱。
Would you rather have a poor missionary in rural China that loves God?
你希望一个你希望你的孩子变成一个在这个国内很偏远的地方传福音的人吗？
Or would you rather have a rich businessman that does not know God?
还是希望你的孩子是一个很富有的人，但是他并不认识神。
Because how I see you raise your children, I can tell where your heart is also.
因为当我们看到你怎么样教导你的孩子，我们就可以看到你的心在哪儿。
So can everybody.
每个人都看见。
It's not a secret.
不是一个秘密。
When I see parents, they push their kids so much to academics and they don't care about the church. I can see their heart is not with God.
当我看到一个父母亲一直带领着他的孩子追求那些属世的事情，我们就可以看到那个孩子心中往往就没有神。
And to be honest, that makes me angry.
我可以老实地告诉你，让我心中非常的愤怒。
So you have a rich son who's an engineer.
所以你有一个很有钱的一个工程师的儿子。
He never goes to church.
他从来不去教会。
He doesn't read the Bible.
他也不读圣经。
He doesn't know God.
他不认识神。
He has a big house and a nice car.
他有一个好大的房子，一个很不错的车子。
But when he dies, he's going to hell.
当他死的时候，他是要去地狱的。
Which is more valuable?
哪一个是更美好、更有意义的
？Which is better?
哪一个是比较好的选择
？The Bible doesn't tell us to give up something for nothing.
圣经没有说为了没有原因丢弃我们所有的。
The Bible tells us to give up cheap things for valuable things.
而是要强调说要把我们这些无意义的事情放下，而追求有意义的事。
To give up earthly treasures for heavenly treasures.
以地上的放掉地上的财宝，追寻天上的财富。
To give up things that only last for years for things that will last for eternity.
放掉那个只能有一两年寿命的事情跟东西，而换永久的好处。
Will you give up something for better?
你愿不愿意为了更美好而做改变呢？
And this is something that I have to fight with too.
这也是我跟大家一样，都是需要面对这个挑战。
I'm also tempted to spend money on myself.
我也常常是受引诱，把钱花在自己的身上。
I'm tempted to spend time on myself.
我也是很被引诱，把时间花在自己的身上。
So when I tell this to you, it's not because I have everything right.
当我这样告诉你的时候，并不是说好像我所做的都是对的。
I'm fighting all these temptations right with all of you.
我跟大家一样，每天面对的这个引诱，这个属灵的征战。
So I'm not perfect either.
所以当然我不是完全的。
So let's all, as a big family, as a church, fight this battle for with each other.
所以我的意思就是希望我们大家像一家人一样，一起面对这个属灵的征战。
As Paul writes, let's as a church build each other up.
就像保罗讲，我们一个教会的家庭，让我们大家一同建造。
Let's help each other make the right decision.
彼此互相扶持，做对的决定。
As brothers and sisters who are helping each other out.
我们是弟兄姐妹，彼此互相帮助。
So I ask one more time.
所以让我再问一次。
Will you give for something better?
你愿不愿意为了更美好而去做对的事情？
Thank you.
好，谢谢。
让我们一起祷告。亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，主啊，我们感谢你，你还一直这样的爱我们，也没有离弃我们。主啊，你没有任凭我们。主啊，你却这样宝贵的话语放在我们中间，来激励我们，来责备我们。主啊，让我们有耳可以听的，让我们能够听。主啊，改变我们，不让我们只在这边用我们的嘴来服侍你。主啊，我们让我们看到信心所带出来的果效。主啊，让我们看到，主啊，我们的诗班今天所唱的，主啊，你是一个受苦的仆人。主啊，我们为你受了什么样的苦？求你自己的榜样在我们面前活化，在我们的面前，让我们跟随你。主，我们相信你在这个地方建立这个教会不是偶然的，你一定有你的心意，求你保守。谢谢你的恩典，感谢你让这样一个年轻人有这样子的负担。主啊，你没有离弃我们，谢谢主，感谢你。这样的祈求祷告乃是奉您主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。我们唱一首诗歌，叫做宝贝。请。
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见它就藏起起来。欢天喜地欢欢喜喜，填满了一切所有地，买了这块地。天国好像一颗贵重珍珠，人找到了就把它嫁接近。欢天喜地欢欢喜喜，填满了一切所有地，买了这珍珠。我已得着基督让的生命之宝，世上各样事物转变成粪土。我已得着基督如同生命之宝，脱去各样残累，欢欢喜喜跟随。
天父，我们谢谢你，再次谢谢你，你给我们这样宝贵的一个早上。谢谢你在我们面前 显明你自己，显现让我们看到你自己，也谢谢你对我们的说话。愿耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与我们众人同在，直到你来的日子，阿们。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
以马内利，神同在，彰显荣光，大名成为以马内利。
请坐。